to Starcast, a premier streaming network. And I am very excited to announce two very special guests, Renee Paquette and our AEW Women's World Champion, Soraya. Please welcome them to the stage.
Everybody, thank you guys for staying. I know it's so late. There's so much going on.
Oh, hello. There we go.
Thank you guys for staying.
Oh my God. What's up, you guys? It's very quiet today, that's for sure. It's a quiet day.
I mean, there's a lot going on. We're all busy, you know? So.
Calm down.
Everyone relax.
Yeah.
Guys, welcome to Off Topic.
This yes.
is the very first... Oh my gosh, there's a baby in the crowd. That baby needs to go to bed, man.
Yeah, throw the baby over here. I'm
just Give me that kid. Give me that baby.
Yeah. No, seriously, bring the baby over.
Let me rock that baby.
Yeah, so how's everyone doing today? Yeah, we're all hyped. It's 10 o'clock at night. I should be in bed by now.
Oh, it's well past my bedtime, but here we are. We're riding the high from London. I'm still in, was it British summertime? Is that a thing?
It's a time.
It is a time. To go from all in, now buckling up for all out, we decided to throw in creating a podcast on top of that.
Yeah.
Because there's just too much to do. But we have been talking about doing a show together for a long time.
A long, long time. Actually, it's been years.
Years.
So Renee and I obviously go way back.
Oh, yeah.
We came in around the same time. Maybe you were there a little bit longer than I was.
No, I think you were there a little bit because you were at FCW.
Oh, we're so old.
Well, I know. It's been a while. But we met each other very early on.
Yeah, we did.
In our time in America.
Yes, we did. Oh, Commonwealth.
A couple Commonwealths.
Let's touch
just
mics.
Getting after it.
Boop. Yeah.
Boop, boop. That was for the queen.
Yeah,
and her corgis.
Save her. Rest in peace. But anyway, yeah, so we've been friends for a very, very long time, and everyone, you know...
The Joan Jett to my Blondie,
the Wayne
to my Garth, the Tina to my Amy.
That's right. What else did we have? We had a long
list.
We had
a bunch. We used to do them at Fox all the time, a different intro all the time, yeah.
Yeah, and we did shows like that. We did Total Divas, we did the Fox show, and everyone was like, you guys need a show together. So we thought we'd give it a little test drive.
So we said, you know what? What's everyone doing at 10 p.m.? At this hotel, let's gather a few people.
An hour and a half away from the show this weekend. This is perfect.
Truly, thank you guys.
With traffic, yes.
All right, so we're doing the show. We're all excited. Great, great, great. But let's move past that to the fact that you are now the AEW Women's Champion.
Lizzie, bring my championship out here, sis. Bring it out.
Get your, let's
Lizzie,
put it right
come on.
Here.
Andale muchacha. Let's go.
Lizzie.
There we go. Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Lizzie. Lizzie. All right, everybody. This is Lizzie, by the way. All right, we're going to do little questions in a little bit. She'll be the one putting the mic in your face in a little bit. She
be
has
nice
no idea.
To
I just told her.
Give her
that.
Treats.
We don't even have a plan for today, you guys. We were like, what the fuck are we going to do?
There's a baby here. A
I know there's a baby.
Decorum.
I mean, yeah, that's right. I'm so sorry. That's the baby's first word. Wait for it. That thing just popped out. That thing is tiny.
Actually, my daughter did mutter under her breath. I was changing her diaper one day, and the diaper wasn't there when I went. She had to go, for fuck's sakes. And she goes, for fuck's sakes. It was very funny.
I feel like you and John, being a mom and dad, that girl is doomed in the cuss department.
I actually swear more than he does. So unfortunately, I have no
that
one
guy
to blame
grunts.
But myself. Yeah, he grunts a lot. Okay, but I don't want to skirt past the fact that you are now the AEW Women's Champion. Not to make this just like truly an emotional moment, but it is really crazy to think of like, gosh, when we first met, you were a child. I was a slightly older, young adult.
Wait, that reminds me. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off for a second. Oh, but we were both,
this is how the show's going to go. We're not going to get anywhere.
We don't know where the fuck we're going with this. Yeah. But it just... Well, I feel like we're both ADHD and we just go into different spots. But anyway.
Buckle up.
The other day, we were just like... We both had to do this for a TV show. What's the word?
What show? A commercial?
Not Spirit Fingers. That's not where I'm going
An
with
ad?
It. That's just my thought process happening right here. No, we had to do, like, you posted it. It's like a
commercial, an ad, an Instagram post?
No. We had to... What the... It's like Pictionary or something like that. Fuck it. What the fuck? Well, you try out... Not try out for a movie, but what's the word?
An audition!
Audition!
Guys, we've been in this business a long time.
Oh,
my
God.
Just an audition.
I did it! Anyway, we both had to do an audition. And the girl that we were trying to audition for was someone that was like 21. And we both just looked at each other like, we ain't getting this role, sis.
Does she have an older sister? Perhaps a mother.
An aunt of some kind.
No problem.
Yeah, sorry. Continue with what we're doing. Yeah, champion. I'm a champion.
She's a champion. But it really is crazy to imagine the time and how sad it was for, obviously, especially you, but I think for me, for all of us as fans, to think that you were retired, you were done from the ring, to the conversations that you and I were having during a little moment of like, what are we going to do with our future? And we're like, you know what? Let's go to All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah.
Let's show up there. I mean, when I was at your debut at Arthur Ashe Stadium, I actually got yelled at by one of the guys in production because I was standing on a big... truck thing that I shouldn't have been on because I needed to get the video. But to think of like all these moments to now you having that championship to winning it in London, your whole family was there, you got to come out to the Queen music, like it's
Thanks,
crazy. Mikey Mann.
Yeah.
He's on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, awesome. What a journey for you.
Dude, it was, it was insane. And we talk about this all the time. This is why we need a show together because we've been friends with each other through everything.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the awful year and a half. Renee was brave enough to come and visit me in San Antonio.
I was like, blink twice, baby.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm in danger. Yeah. we've been for a lot. And then to do this, and one of the big reasons why I came to AEW is because Renee was going to be there too. So it was just a very special moment. I was like, if she's there, I'm there.
Simpatico.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing it together.
And now our show is here. We're doing it. This is the first episode of Off Topic. But there's another person that we can kind of bring into the mix that also was a part of these conversations. Yeah. Of like, you know what? If you're going and you're going and you're going, let's bring out Mike Mansoury. He is the co-executive producer of All Elite Wrestling.
Let's get cheer. There we go. What's up, you? There's Mike right here. You can come sit right next to me.
This guy is like quite literally my little guardian angel. I feel like he is the guy that's like on my shoulder. He gets me through every show, live shots. Him and I have done a million different shows together from obviously our time at WWE together, but big part of luring him into AEW. Now he's here. He's the best.
Hi, Mike.
Here I am.
So just so you guys, he's executive producer. So we put this in WWE terms for a second. He's like, there's Tony Khan, who's the Vince McMahon, and then there was Kevin Dunn, who is Mike Mansoury here. But he's the one who created, like, the NXT made that big turn and became this freaking great, awesome, like, experience and show is because of Mike Mansoury here.
He's the best. Ooh, he really, like... He
it's helps, true.
Wow.
He really, like, he helps so much talent with, like, their entrances and, like, promos and, like, obviously, you know... I mean, you just came off of producing All In to do London, to be a part of Wembley. What was that experience like for you to be in the truck and pull that show together?
I am still in the midst of the largest wrestling hangover that I've ever experienced in my entire life. It was a... it's one of those moments, right, that, you know, when... the curtain's about to come close on life that will stick with me until they put me in the ground. It was probably the most accomplished I've ever felt doing anything. Honestly, probably since we did NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, the first one, right? Yeah. Up until last Sunday, that was always kind of like the centerpiece in things that I had been fortunate enough to lead. And Sunday... It took a little bit for it to really set in and be like, holy shit, we just did that.
I think that was for everybody to feel that way. I think it was sort of feeling like that. You're like on a roller coaster going up the hill, waiting to like go on that ride and to have pulled it off to the extent that we did. I mean, the show was such a huge success. And then to jump back across, back to the United States and now get ready for All Out, it's like my head is still spinning.
It's well, you know, look, right? That was last Sunday, as someone once said, but... tomorrow's the next show.
Sure is.
Also, just so you know, it's his fault that I got Queen as my entrance music too. How awesome is that? I remember we were discussing it,
it was my fault and Tony's money.
And Tony's.
What a great combination.
Deep pockets, that guy.
Wait till he sees that pyro bill from All In.
Yeah.
I remember you were showing, he was walking around and he was showing everybody like what, I never had pyro in my whole wrestling career. So you were just
didn't?
Like, never.
Never once. Wow. I think we tried doing like smoke or like the cryo gas at NXT once or twice, but it just never really fit.
Never panned out. So like it was really cool that I was like, man, I'm just excited that I'm even getting pyro. And then you were just like, and then you told me, nah, it's probably not going to happen with Queen. I was like, oh, it's okay. Pyro is good enough for me, right? It's awesome. Wrestling at Wembley, I'm cool with pyro. But then he came up to me and he was like, hey. And he just stares at me and I'm just like, did we get it? And he was just like,
and he didn't say yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to say yes. And I was like, oh my God. I just started screaming.
Okay, here's the question though, because you've never walked out to We Will Rock You before. Did it take you a second to go, what do I have to do for my entrance differently? Because the speed of the song is going to be different. The moments that you're going to like when do you start walking? You've got your whole family with you. Were you kind of rethinking your entrance when you found out you got it?
I kind of tuned out. Do you know why? Because there's like over 81,000 people there. And you're just like, everything's a big blur. And you know what's really strange too with the sound in a stadium? When there's no roof, yeah, it goes out. And so you can't hear anybody. It's like you can hear a pin drop out there. It's very bizarre how sound works.
Yeah, it just it goes right out through that opening. But like for you, right, like in the afternoon, like when we rehearsed your entrance in the afternoon,
yeah,
we used your music because I didn't want anyone to hear it. Like even the folks on the outside, I didn't want anyone to hear We Will Rock You until we were live on pay-per-view.
Yeah, he like saved it for the very last second.
Save that pop, baby. Save that pop.
The magic of TV. So cool.
Make it magic.
Yes.
That's right.
So, Mike, while we've got you out here, and we were just kind of giving the little rundown of like our friendship, us showing up here to AEW, to you getting into AEW, what was a big draw for you to want to come and be a part of this show?
You tricked me.
I did.
It was a thing.
I was like,
though,
wait, I need you. I personally need you here.
Oh, it's a funny story, right? Like how it all kind of came to be. So, right, like I was living in Singapore. I was running production for One Championship, and you know, right, having one of those moments where you feel like the prettiest girl at the dance, where everybody wants to dance with you.
It was true.
Funny enough, there was something that happened here internally at AEW, and there, you know, Vince stepping down at WWE. So in Singapore, I was 12, 13 hours ahead of you guys on the East Coast. And I wake up one morning, and I just got a litany of text messages from both sides. And you were on there, and you were like, hey, dude.
Hi, baby.
Hey, would you want to have some conversations with AEW? And then some folks at AEW had also texted as well. So I was like, all right, shit. All right, let's things like this in life don't happen too often. So let's have some conversations. Let's talk about it. I mean, even up until the point, right, my first experience, I come back from the U.S. for Thanksgiving, and I show up to Full Gear in Newark.
Yes.
And I see your two smiling faces, literally.
Join us.
They basically just set out like a bear trap and just put Candy in the middle, and were waiting for me to just kind of put an ankle in just to kind of clamp me in. Yeah. But it was the vibe, right? It was the vibe of AEW. And I said this a while ago when I had done Conrad's show, and even when we talked on the sessions, rest in peace.
See ya.
It really reminded me, it being AEW, really reminded me of that magical moment, that magical time that we had had at NXT, right? That like 2013, 14, 15 range, where it was this just incredibly, you know, limitless roster of just untapped talent, right? Mm-hmm. I said to Conrad, I was like, it's like an unpolished gem. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have the opportunity to come in, work with a lot of new talent, work with established talent, work with you who, I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize, and this isn't like meant to be like braggadocious or anything.
Let's take
how
it.
Much, but like how much content and different style of programming that we created at WWE, right? Like we created the formats for the kickoff shows.
Yeah.
We created Talking Smack. We created Raw Talk. The
he
original.
He was all Talking Smack, by the way. That was all him.
Great stuff, right?
It was me, him, and Brian, and that was like really pulling that stuff together, just further context.
But that's
his
what
brilliance.
Made it fun, right? Is like we had that opportunity to create with no shackles,
yeah,
right? Like it was just the three of us and whatever talent that we were able to kind of pull in and give people a platform to really shine in a way that they weren't getting the chance to do on TV.
Yeah.
So that was the big allure to me. It's like, oh man, this is just kind of unexplored territory and there's a lot of potential. And at that point, AEW had already reached these insane heights that no one would have ever predicted for an upstart company that basically just materialized off an idea and a bit of a movement for something different. And here I am now. You got you tricked me.
Oh yeah. Gotcha, bitch.
Gotcha, bitch. He is truly one of the most talented people, though. I mean,
oh, yeah.
to be able to see you now, be able to get your hands on things and mold them. And anyways, I'm super pumped.
Well, where are you going? Sorry,
who's
I got distracted.
Leaving?
How dare you? All right, sorry, continue.
No, that security guard out there looks like Terry Taylor in these lights.
We have a litany of guests joining us here tonight.
You should stay here.
You're staying.
Up.
Yeah,
you should stay here. All right, so who's ready for the next guest?
Ooh.
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to take it way back again. Again, we were like Three Stooges or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. And she recently just posted for my birthday with this lady, too. And this woman, the first day that I came over to America, she was one of the first faces that I saw, and she was the only one who was fucking sweet to me when I first came over here. Out of the ladies' locker room back then, the ladies' locker room, they're not around anymore, but for a reason, bitches. but this
she
woman
is honest.
Was always just an absolute fucking angel to me.
She's all right.
And I remember my mom got her in a wrestling move in my living room within the first couple of weeks of her knowing me. My mom's an absolute disaster, but do you want to say
my old riding partner, too. Her and I just traveled across the globe until I shacked up with the psychopath. So without further ado, please welcome out Danielle Monáe.
Yeah. A.K.A. Summer Rae. Hey,
Call to me.
That's right. Hi, sister.
I hate your entrance music. Do the dance.
I can't believe you called me a lady.
I know.
You're like this lady and this woman. I was like, who are they calling on stage?
Ma'am.
So
Ma'am.
We had this idea. So we don't really have an idea of what we're going to do today. It was very like, quickly put someone together. But in the long run, we are going to be doing something special. You know, this is going to be a seasonal thing where you get 10 episodes, we take a break, come back again. But there is going to be parts of the...
You're looking for somebody?
Hello.
Here
we go.
There is going to be a segment just for her, and it's Danielle Does Anything.
Yes.
So Danielle
we would like to
does.
Pitch you this idea and see if you guys are interested. Are you familiar with... Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, The Simple Life, and you know, they're just like
jack-offs.
Doing all these things all over the country.
You really reached deep for that one.
Yeah.
Simple Life.
The Simple Life is great.
Really reached deep. How fun would it be to just see like the three of us on a farm and you know, Soraya in cowboy boots and like I'm perhaps like milking a cow or like
shoving a hand inside a cow.
You know, there's been like a couple ideas we threw around.
Well,
on text
Renee
message.
Had an idea about her getting punched in the face by a UFC fighter.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I feel like this is too far, but this was before she had her
Sometimes
baby.
Sometimes you just, you know, spitballing some ideas.
Yeah, and I was
I
like,
I think I could take a punch.
What's the dive?
Not
but
for
now,
no money. You have
strong
to have
job.
Money.
Yeah.
Like $100,000.
I'm actually not sure.
We need to get paid for that.
Yeah.
But Danielle is willing to try stuff.
Anything.
And
yeah.
She looks like such a lady, very put together, but she's an absolute fucking nutcase.
Yes.
I tell you, all the time, I'm just like, she's always doing something new every single week. I'm like, what's happening now? And then she's like, by the way, my friend got us a yacht, fucking 18-foot yacht. I was like, what are you doing on a yacht?
I was like, on Monday, we're going on this boat, so if you guys want to shoot, you know, the beginning of, like, off topic on my yacht,
like,
we could do,
yacht?
Like, you know, like, boats and hoes, like, the fun. And, like, this is, like, literally what we're talking about. She's like, back up, why do you have a yacht? And I was like, oh, I don't know, my friend lives in Chicago, and like we got like a tray. So I do feel like I do have like a very random life. I'll be in Paris Fashion Week in 3 weeks. I'm like, you guys could come to Paris and like sit front row at
and
my fashion
next
show.
Next, she'll have a hand
how's
of a
that for ends, how's that for ends of the spectrum
so,
in life, huh?
Yeah, none of this
all
has anything
to
do with
Paris
anything.
Fashion
yeah,
Week.
Yes. Where are we going with?
But here's the thing that I just learned. We were sitting back in the green room, and we're all just bullshitting, and Danielle told me that one of her dreams was to work for QVC. And she would be exceptional at QVC because
really
she can
good.
Sell ice to...
A snowman.
A snowman. So here's what I would like you to do. Can you tell people about...
Oh, my God.
This shoe?
Oh!
Guys.
Sell us the shoe.
Here we go.
Put
it on the spot. This reminds me of, when you know, like Dusty Rose when he used to make us do promos.
She knows. She knows the deal. Sell us a shoe, baby.
Dusty Rose would always say if we were taking an Uber or a cab and they were like, what do you do for a living? He would want you to, like, practice your promos. And so, like, you know, we would get black eyes, and I'd always be like, oh, the shark, you know, is really swimming in the water, and the shark over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a boot here. That is right. It is vegan leather. We do not kill animals, and it is about 6 inches. I'm not sure, because men lie, so I don't know what 6 inches look like. And, yes, there's a zipper on the side, and it goes all the way back to Ginger Spice with the Spice Girls.
Oh!
Boots, and... Oh. Lovely, like lavender. That Renee.
I've been in that thing a minute.
And I will be selling this on my OnlyFans page now.
Beautiful. Hey. What's the price point?
Oh, price point, you know, is $39.99. Okay.
I thought you were going to make it up at $69.
It's been worn.
Oh.
1,000.
Wiki feet.
1,000 going once, going twice. Signed?
Wiki feet me.
Is it
going once, going
too?
Twice, going three times. I also... work for horse racing. I just called the Triple Crown.
I just wheezed into the microphone.
So
I'm going to Paris Fashion Week. I also do horse racing. Would you like to buy this shoe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So people always ask me when they see me posting the horse racing on my Instagram, they're like, are you the person that goes coming around the corner, blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, no, that's a crazy job. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Wait, what is it?
The man that does the, like, play-by-play the lead for the horses.
The play-by-play announcer?
He's, like, coming around the corner.
Here he is, coming around the bend. I'm going to the final stretch.
Crazy.
Your resume reads like a kid's collage.
No, I'm like, color commentary. I'm like, oh, that jockey's, like, really cute. Like, that's what I do.
Until you stand next to him and he's 3'5".
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A jockey, fun fact, a jockey can only be 125 pounds including the saddle.
Tiny.
Wow!
Including the saddle of the horse. So when they get off, they do their weigh-ins before, and then they weigh in the winner's circle when they get off the horse. And
oh, my God.
You must be like a tree to them.
Oh, my God. To be fair, I've never taken a picture with the jockeys.
You
and
need
I know
to.
All of them, and I'm always, like, so pissed.
That's
like,
quality content. That should be, like, a theme.
125.
You're giving Snapple effects off on Off Topic. This
Guys,
is beautiful.
This is good. Make sure to tweet me about that.
Is Jake in here, by the way?
Yeah, should we take some... yeah, he's in the audience.
No, he's not. He disappeared.
He's not here today.
Lizzie, you want to come out here with a microphone? All right. We got about 10 minutes left, you guys. You just started clapping. He's trying to get us the fuck off the stage already. Hey, sit down.
We got 10 minutes.
Don't make me come over there. I swear to fucking Lucifer.
Well, let's take some questions. Anything you want, anyone up here, whatever you guys want to talk about, let's have a time.
Yeah, if you have any questions and stuff like that, Lizzie is over here, the wonderful Lizzie with the microphone. You have Summer Rae here. You can ask her a bunch of questions. You have Mike Manzuri, the ins and outs of all things wrestling.
And our AEW Women's Champion.
You can talk to
Soraya.
Me about drugs. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Oh, well, pass myself by diet on
just
that one.
Kidding.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Just joking. We're recording this. Sorry, Meech, our manager.
Meech is like pissed.
Does anyone have a question?
No
anybody,
question?
If you like
oh, here
question.
We go at the back.
There we
it's
go.
It's past 10 p.m.
Lizzie, run. You're not faster. There we go. You got
we
it.
We will spill the tea.
Hey, this is a question for Renee.
Oh.
What do you like? What do you like most about your husband, and what is the thing that drives you crazy about your husband?
Ooh, good question.
Here comes the list.
Things that I love about my husband. I mean, God, he's a good guy. You know, he's a good guy. Very good choice in partner. I could rattle off a bunch of really sweet things that I love about him, but that's not why we're here tonight. Let's talk about the shit.
Give us the juice.
Me off.
Give us the juice.
He is so messy. Like, I cannot.
Open like that.
But it's, I just have never seen anything like this in my life. You know what he does? He walks around with suckers all the time.
It's okay.
He fucking just leaves them on the table and walks away. He takes gum out of his mouth and leaves it on the table and then moves on with his day. What the fuck? It's
I love that this
crazy.
I love that this is a non-wrestling question, too. I really appreciate that.
My,
this is the nitty-gritty stuff that people need to hear.
I could go for 25 minutes.
Keep going.
I love him so much, but fuck. Yeah. Oh, he does some things that just drive me
does
up the
like
wall.
Does he, like, leave his clothes around?
It's the clothes. Like, okay, so thing. He had, like, a pile of laundry that had been accumulating for months, and, like, just because he wears white T-shirts, he'll just go buy a new thing of white T-shirts, and it's just a mess everywhere. I cleaned it all the other day like a total chump. because I couldn't look at it anymore. So
Ronnie does that where he like, I'll wash his socks, but he'll just go out and buy more. Yes. So there's just so many fucking socks everywhere.
And it's the problem when you travel all the time because your luggage is out. Then there's like your stuff you keep at home. There's your stuff you keep in your bag. It's a disaster.
Do you do that to your missus?
100%.
It's a man thing.
My suitcase is just always left open.
No, mine too.
In our bedroom.
Yeah. Mine too.
Like, I'm pretty neat, but when it comes to like stuff like that, like, why wash it when I just buy new stuff?
I know. That's such an annoying thing to
say. It's a dude thing.
It's true. Anyways, shout out to Jen.
Do we have any more juicy questions? Oh, Lizzie in the front
Lizzie,
here, sister.
Front row.
Run.
Oh, just the kid? Right.
Getting our steps in.
What are you all drinking over there?
Is that booze?
No, it's Coke.
Oh, okay. I was like, you guys are young. Yeah.
They're like
booze?
12 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They're girls.
I have two questions.
Uh-oh.
Soraya, what is your favorite thing about Renee?
Aww.
And then Renee, what's your favorite thing about
love
Soraya?
Love it.
She is really good at making out. No, just kidding.
She's great in the sack.
Wow, she is top notch. No, that aside.
What's
sorry,
this thing
that
rated?
Kid you asked that question. You know what? I'm being blinded by the light right now. I can't see faces, so.
I can't think straight.
Yeah, I can't. No, she is just a very, everybody loves Renee. Everybody. You're not going to come across a person that does not like Renee. If they do, they're a fucking psychopath. But she is just a very selfless person. She has no ego about her. She's just very, she's like a comfort person for me.
I'm like 100%. A weighted blanket of
That's
love.
That's right. She is my warmed weighted blanket.
Yes. That's right.
Thank you.
Was there anyone that you had an issue with in WWE?
Here comes the shoot podcast.
Oh. Like, I don't know. Because I think like we could name one, but I don't know if I could name someone with you.
I can only think of one, and he's a lunatic that we don't need to talk about.
Yes, me too.
No.
You say no, Mike Mancera. You're like, oh shit, he's right here.
Whoops.
What did you do?
Whoopsies.
My favorite thing about Soraya, I wrote this in my birthday post for her because it's just her birthday. She's 31 now. Okay. Wowzers. I'm older than you, so
yeah,
I'm allowed
I know,
to say
but
that.
Settle down.
She truly is like a magnet. Like, I feel like you just have this electricity about you. And, like, truly, from the first time that I met her, when we were, like, doing the whole, like, run back to when I first met her at NXT, I was like, who's that chick? I want to be friends with her, like, right off the bat. And, yeah, I mean, she's magnetic.
I'm so famous.
Drawn to this broad.
Sign me up.
She just has a really cool energy that you want to be around. Like, she's a cool chick that you're just like, can I have a little of what you got? That's why I hang out with her. I'm trying to steal her.
I stole it from
magic.
Her. I stole the source of all my powers from
but
her.
But she'll tell you how to, like, she's not going to kiss your ass.
No. Oh, no. I get in a lot of trouble because of that.
Yeah. I would love for 31-year-old Soraya to go back and hang out with 18-year-old Soraya.
No. I would kick my ass.
The little, like, backward hat.
Oh, my snapback. I lived in that snapback. And I used to always still put, like, that concealer on my lips, even though it was way out of date, you know?
That's a very British thing to
do. It's very British. I just looked, I mean, look at us now. I mean, fucking hell. Well, you always look good, but I look like absolute dog shit. Some of you were in my line earlier and showed me pictures, and I'm just like, what do they do?
Oh, it's the worst.
It's awful. And I'm just like, oh, how long have I been ugly? Tell me.
Yeah.
It's awful. But anyway. Did you have a second question, by the way?
It was a two. That
was a double. Well, never mind.
Oh, a little tip for tat.
Lizzie?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry we've been cursing. Hello.
That's what I mean. You get blinded.
Oh, my goodness.
Poisoning the
youth.
He
watches wrestling.
I'm so sorry.
When Toni Storm yelled, did it actually hurt your ears?
What did you say?
When Toni Storm yells?
Yeah.
Did it hurt your ears? Like a banshee. Just loud. Incredibly loud, annoying, but
question.
I love her. I do love her. All right, any more questions for us? Oh, one in the back, Lizzie. Run.
I like that they're at the front and in the back. We're really making
Lizzie
work for
us. You guys keeping her on her toes.
See, this is where you could do your play-by-play. Here goes Lizzie. She's running around the back.
Coming around the corner.
Coming around the corner. She's scooped down. She's got the mic in his face, and his question is...
There you go.
If you could bring one WWE wrestler over to AEW, who would it be and why?
All right.
I got mine. Ready?
Can I say mine? You go first. Yeah, go first.
The Vapor?
Randy Orton? That's a good one.
I love Randy.
Mike, who do you think?
Well, Randy Orton was definitely the top choice of my list.
Was he?
No, 100%. He's the best. Just more so for the backstage Randy than for the Randy in front of the camera. He's Randy in front of the camera is incredible. Randy behind the scenes is even better. That's a tricky one. Probably, okay. I would probably want Colby here. I think I'd want Seth Rollins here.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I think that there's a lot of fantasy booking off of Seth Rollins versus blah, 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 and Seth and da-da-da. Like, of course.
I'm It'd be great to see Seth and John come together now at this point in their lives and their careers. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. I would love to see that, too.
And especially because, like, Seth just put over and acknowledged All In. And so, just me on the dirt sheets. But I think that's cool when, like, everyone can, like, you know, like, we all don't have to pretend that, like, we're against each other. Like, this is the best time for wrestling. And, you know, there's nothing to take away from, like, the people in the past, but especially when certain old people sit and they're like, oh, they can't work, they can't this and that. And it's just like, there's a little something for everyone. You have something in WWE, Ring of Honor, Impact, AEW, and when we look back on this time, I think everyone's going to be like, damn, that was a good time. And we know about our bodies now. We have concussion protocols. Some people don't eat meat or cheese or whatever it is. And, like, there's longevity of, like, our muscles. So I think this line of wrestlers are going to be wrestling until they're... Look at Sting. I mean, wrestling until...
Oh, my God.
And he's from the old days when they didn't have the concussion protocols. So I just think it's, like, a really good time for wrestling. So, yeah, Colby would be great. Kevin Owens.
But, like...
Know what?
Sami Zayn?
I was
going to
say... But also Shinsuke.
Oh!
Girl.
I love Shinsuke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should we get one more question in and then we're going to wrap it up? Oh, we got one. Oh, we got two. All right. Let's take these two.
Yeah, two
dueling questions.
Lizzie, run, Lizzie.
Lizzie, run.
You are too slow, woman. You are too slow. You are.
I really like the Seth answer, by the way. The Seth and Shinsuke answers were great.
The question is for Renee. So, how much input do you have when it comes to backstage segments and was it your idea to have Chris Statlander put you on her shoulders?
what was the last part? To have what?
To have Chris Statlander put you on your shoulders.
Oh, no, that was all Statlander. That was her. She's like, squat you? I was like, can you? Let's try it. I've never felt heavier in my life. I'm a sandbagger. That's why I don't wrestle. I couldn't do it. I can't do it.
I'm like, me next.
I try to contribute in there as much as I can. I mean, that's the really cool thing with AEW is, like, all of the talent and all of the characters, they bring so much to the table. So if I can kind of chime in and steer someone in a different direction or, hey, let's try it this way, or even just from, like, blocking, you stand here, this is the out, whatever. I definitely chime in there as much as I can, but it's cool because we just kind of get to get in there and try stuff out and see what works. So...
You're being modest right now. A lot of people don't know this about Renee when she came over. So Renee is one of the few talents at AEW that also actually has a producer credit because her experience behind the scenes...
That means I get paid twice.
Invaluable.
I'm just kidding.
A little double dip never hurt anybody. But no, like for me in that position to have you back there, right, you kind of just don't have to worry about it because you got somebody with a vast, wealth of knowledge to impart. But again, even as simple things as like blocking and stuff like that, right?
But that stuff makes such a big
difference. It's the little
nuances
of what we do that people don't realize that makes such a difference in what we present.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's really cool to be able to kind of chime in there when I think of like, God, I've been able to interview everybody and like I've been in almost every possible scenario interview wise. So it's cool to be able to now apply that here. Yeah.
Go on.
That son of a...
Sorry.
Lizzie's like, that's my microphone.
It's mine.
Yeah, never let them take the mic.
Okay, sorry.
That's a rule.
That's a rule.
Just a random question for Mike. Do you have any 1FC stories?
This is a great story from one. So we were doing the first ever show last August for one on Prime Video. And the main event was... Demetrius Johnson and Adriana Marias, right? It's DJ trying to avenge getting knocked out by Adriano the year prior. And I had this random idea that came to me for a shot on DJ's entrance. And luckily, DJ, he gets the entertainment aspect of MMA. Like, he understands the presentation part of it. And literally, before he's about to walk out to his fight, I had one of our backstage managers run up to DJ and say, hey, Mike's got this crazy idea that he wants to try with you. It's basically just getting DJ to do like his superhero pose in the center of the circle while we had the camera just running after him to just do a 360 about it. DJ was like, oh yeah, that sounds cool, man. All right, I'll do it. And then proceeds to go in there and knock the dude out. But like, you know, it was one of those things that came so quickly, but then you kind of have to take a step back, right? Because wrestling's entertainment. That guy was going to get in there and get into a real fight with somebody. And here we are minutes before he walks out asking him to just walk into the center of the circle, do a little stupid pose just for the sake of the camera shot. But he got it and he went right into it and got a dope knockout.
Yeah. And just to piggyback on a good Demetrius Johnson story, John doesn't ever get starstruck by anybody, but when we lived in Las Vegas, we were at a casino that DJ was at, and he like went into the bathroom, and John's like, do I wait? I kind of want to see him. I want to say hi. Like,
I cannot imagine that.
He's just such a fight fan, and I mean, when you talk about somebody like Demetrius Johnson, you're like, oh my God, this guy's such a legend. So yeah, to see John's like, I want to like get a picture with him.
So
I don't,
crazy.
Do I wait for him outside the bathroom? That's weird. I know that's inappropriate. But yeah, very funny.
I think Rich Franklin is still waiting to go out to dinner with you guys.
Yes. It'll happen. It'll happen.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys so much
thank
for coming
you
on to this.
Thank you for staying with us. I know it's late. Yeah. We really appreciate it. It's a really long week for everybody, but we're really excited for All Out. We're going to absolutely crush it and put on a hell of a show for you guys this Sunday.
Yeah, can we give it up to Mike over here on the very end?
Enjoy the show this weekend, guys.
Yes.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you,
appreciate
Mike.
Y'all.
And over here, our sweet angel Danielle over here.
Can't wait. Tall drink of water.
Danielle Does Anything coming to you very soon. Hopefully some more horse racing commentary.
Yeah.
The good stuff. And then obviously me and Renee.
Yay!
Yeah!
Yay, yay, yay! Our women's champion, everybody.
Yeah, this shit is so
heavy. It's so heavy.
It's been 9 years. I can't carry championships anymore. This is ridiculous. I don't have the bone structure. Not the bone structure, the muscles.
I don't have the bone structure
for this championship.
All right, bones.
Thank you guys so much for coming along. I know it's late. We appreciate it. And we can't wait to really start going with Off Topic. And we'll let you know when we drop the official first episode. And yeah, thank you all for coming. And we will see you tomorrow, Sunday, and every other fucking day. But like, shit.
Get home safe, everybody. Thank you for coming
Take care, you guys.
Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that's it for day one here, StarCast 6 on Premier Streaming Network. Dave Sergio, Emily May, what a day this
was.
What a
day.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so tired.
Favorite part of the day?
The game event, and it's not close.
Agreed. I'm sorry. Agreed. Absolutely killed it.
I have to say, RJ City's show, and just he had so many guests. It was so much fun.
Also, an amazing show. Here's the thing. If you're watching this right now and you're saying, the game event, I didn't see that. I watched all day long. Well, that's because that was over on the premiere stage. And guess what? You have that. You own that now, okay? You, right? You, not you. You, thank you. There, you. You own that now. So go enjoy that. And while you're at it, we've been flashing a little promo code. I'm going to throw that up one more time maybe on here. You can enjoy all past StarCast. You can enjoy all of the incredible promotions we have. Even some shows like Chop Sports,
Fight Factory.
Yeah, even go way back in the day to some So Says Chernoff. You know, the kind of stuff that, I mean, you know, it earned me multiple action figures. And what was that thing? International Academy of Web TV Best Host of 2022.
That doesn't count when you print out your own award.
Oh, it's glass.
Oh, all right.
It's made of glass.
Is that on your shelf?
It is. It's engraved.
I could make one of those.
Dave, it's engraved.
I also had a Premier shirt that nobody else had today.
Because you know somebody who has a cricket.
All right, gentlemen.
Because you know somebody who has a cricket is not the same as getting an engraved glass that says my name on it.
Yeah,
gentlemen, let's focus.
An engraved glass on the thing there.
Focus.
So anyway, hey. Are we on the air? Premier Streaming Network. Hey, we had such a great time today. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you tomorrow bright and early, 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern. Do not miss it. Day 2 of StarCast 6 on Premiere.